Shouldn't children be taken away from abusive parents? If the current rules and regulations had been around when I was a child and having the life that I had, I would have been taken away from my parents and put in a foster home. But at that time, I guess it was just kind of accepted as the way we were all living. And so, once I grew up and left it, I didn't look back on it as a negative thing. I think even then I saw it more as an adventure, a way of life with excitement and variety. And so I never looked back and blamed my parents for how terribly I was treated. It was just the way we were all co-creating. In other words, I knew my part in it, and I assume they knew their part in it. But today, we're living in a different era, and child abuse is a big issue. It seems to me that there are many people who deliberately expose themselves to what I would consider to be abuse as they play hockey or football or face a challenger in boxing. Is it possible that we're all choosing and that I in some way chose that abusive treatment from my parents?
We are appreciating your question because many people would take issue with the idea of similarity between people being beaten up by the sports they are choosing to play and children who are being beaten by their parents. But you are right about the similarity. What people do not understand is that you do not choose something by looking at it and shouting, "Yes, I would like some of that." You make your choices by your attention to things. In this universe that is based on attraction, when you look at an unwanted thing, your attention to it causes an activation of the vibration within you, and then law of attraction brings more like it into your experience. Of course, it is a terrible thing when a child is abused, but it is also a terrible thing when a child is disallowed the freedom to be who he really is. And we want you to understand that in every case, those who are offering abuse, no matter how severe it is on your scale of things unwanted, are suffering their own disconnection from source while offering the abuse. In other words, it is not only the child suffering the abuse from the parent that is the problem, but the adult suffering the abuse of disconnection. Removing a child from physical abuse has to be seen as the best thing to do in that circumstance, but that action in no way solves the problem. In fact, the discord that was at the root of the abuse is only exacerbated by the physical removal of the child. Now an unworthy feeling parent feels more unworthy, and in an effort to feel better, usually moves to more abuse. And often the child, who is worn down by the whole experience, feels even less secure as he is now disallowed interaction with someone he truly loves. The issue of child abuse will not come to an end until people understand the emotions that they feel and are able to control the direction of their thoughts. Until the self-inflicted abuse of denying themselves connection to who they have become, to their inner being, subsides, violence in all form will remain. Children are resilient and return to the connection of source more easily than adults do. In the absence of a social worker pointing out to you how mistreated you were, you survived the abuse, set off rockets of desire into your vibrational reality, and benefited from the experience. And that is the most difficult thing for people to understand. Why would a child willingly come forth into an abusive home? Why would a loving God allow such a thing? So, we remind you that you were not looking for a feathered nest where the only thing present for you to observe was something perfect. You wanted diversity and variety and even discord. You wanted an opportunity to define an even better experience. You knew that you were a creator and you wanted experiences to help you choose. You are learning and expanding all of the days of your life, not only when you are children.